Jesus once said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Does that mean that Christianity is just for losers? Not on your life. But what did he mean? There's a powerful truth in that statement that can change your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Blessings in Strange Places. You know, I was listening to a song the other day, and one of the lines in the song said this: "We've conquered outer space, but not inner space." It's true, you know. We've gone to the moon, we've done so many amazing technological things, but so many people in this world, well, sometimes we're messed up inside. It's true for many people today that we can look outwardly successful. You know, we've got a good family and a good job, and the kids are doing well, and people go, "Gee, isn't that person doing well?" But inside, you know, the things that really matter, where we laugh and we hurt and we cry and we experience things on the inside sometimes, it hurts, or we need help. The question is, when will we admit it? How long do we let things go on? How bad can things get? At what point do we say, "I think I need a hand with this"? I was talking to a doctor recently, an Indian doctor, who's a locum. He's one of these doctors that comes to your home when you're sick in the middle of the night or on a long weekend. And he was working as a locum in a really upmarket area. He said the houses were big and people drove nice cars. He said, really flash area. Most of the houses had pools behind them. He said, "But you wouldn't believe what I find most of the time when I walk through the front door." He said, "It never ceases to amaze me how much hurt or dysfunction or pain is going on. Either someone's getting divorced or someone's struggling with their kids." He said, "It's amazing. On the outside, it looks really good. But you go on the inside and people are hurting." Our lives can be like that, can't they? Where people perceive on the outside we're doing well, but on the inside, maybe we're struggling in just one area. Maybe it's our marriage, or maybe we're struggling with self-esteem. Or sometimes there are several things going on in our lives at the same time. And other times, what we know is life isn't what it should be. But I don't know, I just can't put my finger on it. Doesn't mean that we're a loser. We all hate labels and brands, don't we? It's just reality. It's just life. Not everything in our lives is perfect all the time. I was reading the story of a brothel madam. Her name is Linda Watson. And she used to run a brothel. And you might go, "Well, you know, she deserves what she gets." But come on, in our society today, brothels are legal. You know, this is accepted. You and I may not morally agree with it, but it is accepted. So by the world standards, this woman was beautiful, she was successful, she was going well in life, but inside, she said, she was just dying. I was talking to a businessman recently, and he said, "I had success, I have money, I have a great job, I have a great wife, a great family." He said, "But my life is awful." We allow issues in our lives to fester. We allow them to go on. We try to ignore them. Come on, how far, how long until we stick our hands up and say, "Something is not right here"? The thing I love about Jesus is that, to me, I sometimes think of him as the upside down God. He takes every life things and flips them on their head. And when we look at what he says for the first time, we might go, "Oh no, that's not for me." But when we really listen to what he has to say, we go, "Wow, he's got a point." Nowhere is that more true than the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount happens in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3. The crowds have been listening to Jesus and they've been watching him heal, and all of a sudden he draws away from the crowds. He goes up onto a mountain, and God's word says that the disciples follow him, this small group. The disciples literally mean those who want to learn. So he has this small group of disciples around him, and he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs." The first time you read that, you go, does that mean that Christianity is just for losers? No, no. He's drawn his closest followers to him, and he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs." What does he mean by poor in spirit? Someone who is poor in spirit is someone who acknowledges that there are things in their lives that aren't working. They have the courage to say, the courage to admit, "There is something wrong. I need to do something. I need to get some help." You know, when you get a little toothache sometimes, just a little twinge, and you think, "Oh no, it's just a little twinge. I'll leave that. I won't do anything about that." And it gets steadily worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And then all of a sudden, one Sunday morning, when all the dentist surgeries are closed, you wake up and you have a raging toothache. When we leave problems go too long because we won't admit them, because we won't acknowledge them, because we won't deal with them, ultimately they come back and bite us. When do we actually do the courageous thing and say, this just isn't right. I need help. Here's a promise. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. In other words, Jesus is saying, I will bless you when you recognize that you need some help. When you finally get to the point, Bernie, when you finally get to the point of saying, I need a hand with something, if you call on me, when you're at the end of your rope and you call on me and you say, Jesus, I need help, I will bless you with all the riches in heaven. Somewhere else Jesus says, you know what the kingdom of heaven is like? The kingdom of heaven is like a man who finds a treasure hidden in a field. He's digging away and he finds a chest with jewels and gold and diamonds and rubies. And what he does is he goes and sells everything that he has to buy the field. Why does he buy the field? Because of the enormous treasure that he found there. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's a blessing. It's full of treasures. It's full of wealth. I don't mean money. I don't mean that if we go to God, we're going to be billionaires. That's not what he's saying here. Jesus says, if you acknowledge your weaknesses, if you acknowledge your pain, if you acknowledge your own inadequacies in some areas, I will bless you with all the riches of my Father in heaven. Isn't that just a wonderful promise? Is Jesus just for losers? No, I don't believe that's what he's saying. But you know, and I know, that none of us is perfect. People sometimes look at me and say, Bernie, you know, you get up and you preach and you're on the radio and they use language that says, well, you're a super Christian. This stuff is for you. Let me let you in on a secret. There is no such thing as a super Christian. There is no such thing as someone who has everything sorted out in their lives. I don't have it all sorted out. You don't have it all sorted out. And there are times when we need help. Will we come to Jesus? Will we admit that we need his assistance and his help? My experience has been that as I've done that in my life over the last 9 years, that most times Jesus doesn't fix everything overnight. You know the ad for the hair shampoo? It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. And as I look back on that time and I look back at the changes that God has made in me, when I've acknowledged my anger, when I've acknowledged my conceit, when I've acknowledged those sorts of things in my life, he just somehow takes it away. He does things that you and I can't do. He sets us free. Can I ask you a question? What are the things in your life at the moment that are causing you grief and are causing you pain that maybe we're just sweeping under the carpet? Maybe we're just ignoring. Maybe we're hoping it'll go away and it doesn't. Will we have the courage to stand up in front of Jesus and say, Lord, this thing in my life I admit is wrong. It is hurting me. It's hurting those people around me. And I need your help. Father, in Jesus' name, would you please help me? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So, head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.